Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Our series of studio interviews continues on Radio Gallery with another field interview from the Northrop King Building in Minneapolis. This Radio Gallery series brings you the voices of Minnesota artists from their own spaces where they live, work, or make their livelihood. Today we hear from T. Young, a painter who shows her abstract paintings using the space as a gallery. She shares it with a sculptor who uses it as a studio. We spoke about inspiration, abstract art, creativity, and art interpretation.
My name is Tracy. My artist name is T. Young. I paint in acrylic paints and I use oil pastels with them as well. Mainly paint on canvas, but I also love paper. I especially love painting on exposed photographic paper. So it's something that I developed a couple of years back. I had boxes of paper left over either from photography, that darkroom stuff, or I had some people give me paper and I can't throw anything away. So I decided to use the paper as a painting process.
And not where it sticks.
It does. I have a process where I first started exposing everything and then developing the paper so that it would fix it. And then I decided not to. I kind of like the way there's a natural patina of the paper that happens. So anything that's covered by paint isn't going to change, but the uncovered sections of the photographic paper will change over time, and it's really a pretty amazing process. But I basically use only painting knives, no brushes, but painting knives on it. So I palette the paint on and I build layers.
Well, tell us just a little bit about the work that you have up. Is it part of a series?
Well, the work that I have here at the Northrop King is all of my larger pieces that I have, basically 24 by 36 inches and up. They're based on conversations that I've had or I've heard. They might be in a series. I have one that's called Gray Matter Series, so I have a painting that's called Place to Be. I also have a series that was based off of Nick Drake, who's a musician from the Five Leaves Left album, which for me was a very large motivation for some of my paintings, and it made me feel happy. And I painted one called Way to Blue with one of his songs. But basically, these paintings here all have some kind of words written for them, some poetry or something that goes along with the painting. I wrote a couple haikus for a couple of the paintings because I think the words for me are color. When I hear words or I hear conversations, I actually see a color in that, and that's how I choose to paint. So the majority of my paintings are all based on conversation, a song, a sentence, a word, and that's where I get inspired by the color.
I love the music thing. So is it the sentiment or the story of the content of the song, or is it the playing of the song while you're painting, or is it both?
You know, sometimes it's just hearing the song while I'm not painting, where I develop my ideas, and it's actually a bit of both. There's an energy that's invoked by a certain melody, but that energy is what I envision as color. So that color becomes the feeling and motivates it. Color is really important in our environment. You know, nothing really is black and white. So we're always so motivated and drawn into the color. I try to focus on those colors in my painting that bring the people that are looking at my paintings closer to them. So they're actually visioning and you know, they forget for a moment that I am really abstract, and they look at the colors and then they start seeing shapes and they see lines. So what I'm trying to do is bring them to my world so that they can see the way I do. And, you know, whether they like it or not, it's another story. I mean, that's, you know, abstract art is very subjective. But I want people to talk about art. So this is why I choose to do what I do.
KUMD can connect you with the work of T. Young. Just follow the link from the Radio Gallery page at KUMD.org under Arts. Tune in again next week as we catch up with another Minnesota artist in their studio. This is Radio Gallery. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.